Yesterday, I went to work on it. I went to work on it, Brad, almost as... Well, no, I did, actually, as an investigator. The unsolved mystery, the case of my missing mail. Stolen mail, I believe, no, Brad.
Really? Yes. I've had that happen. That's why we have a P.O. box.
Yeah, well, I may have to go to this. Now, this is the stolen checks is what we're talking about here. I told you, you and I both got a check from somebody we did some work for a few weeks ago.
Are you investigating HR?
No.
Did they steal some checks from down the hall?
Oh, are you talking in this building?
Yeah,
no,
I've heard that's happened.
No, actually.
I heard that's happened to people.
That's
the new tax bracket you're in.
If I succeed with this one, I'll go and launch an investigation on that one.
Mm-hmm.
But you and I both did some work for someone a few weeks ago, and you had received your check well over a week ago.
Yes,
about 2 weeks ago. As a matter
I know where
of fact.
You're going. Yeah,
yeah, and it was mailed from in town, and I hadn't received it, and I thought that was kind of odd. And I talked to that person. They said, "No, I sent the check," and then. A week later, another check from someone else was supposed to have arrived. Someone I know very well, I've done work for, and he will mail me a check from time to time for some work I do for him.
Sure.
And that never came. And that check is now over a week due.
I don't know about your finances, but if I miss two checks, I'm in trouble.
Yeah. Well...
Things are getting tight.
I can afford to get by without the. But this is my money. I did work for, I work for this money, and so I get the rest of my mail. As far as I know, I mean, mail is coming into my box now. I have a box that I live in a complex.
All the bills make it through.
Yeah, the bills all make it through,
not the checks.
And the junk mail makes it through. Yeah. You know, all that crap seems to get there, but the checks don't seem to get there. So I live in a building where you have to have a key to get into the building. So it's possible somebody gets into the building and gets into my mailbox, I suppose. Seems to me to be a long shot. It's not like it's just sitting in a mailbox. So there's some kind of tomfoolery going on in the mail here in town. So I decided I'm going to go down to the post office now. This is out of control. So I went down to the post office yesterday, and I spoke to a supervisor. And she, very kind person. In fact, they listened to us at this particular post office. And she said, no, yeah, this sounds pretty suspicious to me. She said, but here's what I would advise you to do. You do what you want to do, but here's what I'd advise you to do. Wait another 15 days. Wait for, 30 days on this. She says, because, and this is what caught me out of all of this. This was the most educational thing out of all this. Because when somebody in Bellingham sends you a piece of mail, it goes to Seattle, and then it comes back to Bellingham.
Ah,
I said, why does it go to Seattle? And she gave me a look like, you don't want to know, or I can't even begin to tell you.
Government at work for you.
Or, you have no idea. So I said, so you're telling me it could be lost somewhere in Seattle? I said, but I'm just not buying that because I'm getting the rest of my mail. Mm-hmm. It's two checks. Checks haven't been cashed yet. I've talked to the people who sent them. So I have now launched my own. This is where I'm doing my own. I'm running my own dragnet right now. Yesterday, I sent out a letter to myself from a phony return address. And I made it look like, what I put in there, I made it look like it was a check. Now, wow. I should get that in about 2 days.
It's got to go to Seattle first.
It's got to go to It's got to go to the check thief in Seattle first.
Yeah.
When he approves it, then it should come back to me. But I put in there, I wrote in there.
Don't spend all in one place. Something to set him off, a little tip him off.
I wrote this little thing and said, you're a check thief, and I caught you. That's what I wrote. That's what I wrote on the inside. So he's not going to send it back because, like, once he opens it, he's going to know. So I won't get it in a couple of days. But I don't, you know, I have no idea. Why would our mail be going down to Seattle and then back up here? This is a big enough town where I don't know how the mail thing works, but I would think you
that
could
is
just
silly.
You could just keep it all like right here in this town. So anyway, they told me if any of these things do, if any of them do get cashed, then we got a crime. And then I go in, and then we start the real dragnet, and we get the real cops involved in it.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. That's
the thing I don't want to hear when I'm missing two checks is wait two more weeks.
I know.
I can't.
I want the mystery to be solved, and I want the bad guy to have, you know, obviously the bad guy to have my money, but I want to know what's going on here. There's no way I believe that. They said, well, you know, the supervisor said, it could be just, you know, in some bunch of mail down in Seattle that just, and it'll come your way.
Yeah.
Not with two checks that I was supposed to receive on different dates. I'm not buying that. So
put some anthrax in the next one you mail yourself.
I should have put.
Yeah.
I could
some
still
kind
send
of like funky dye or something that gets
well,
all
not
over.
Not anthrax, but I'll send out another. Yeah, I'll send out another one. I should come up with something a little more clever or something else. Yeah, something in there. That would piss them off somehow more than I caught you. I don't know what that would be exactly, but that's what's going on there. Mail thievery. All right, coming up this morning in the Brad, and that's why, folks, that's why we prefer that you pick up your tickets here at the radio station when we give away tickets for events, because man, but people steal stuff, you know, and then people come back.
Especially if they probably see it's from Cascade Radio Group.
There's Cascade Radio Group on it. They steal your stuff. I don't know how, but they do that.
That's why I got the P.O. box. I don't mess around.
I know. Well, but Brad, still, if you think of it, I'm not saying this is an inside job, but how is it getting? This isn't sitting in my mailbox outside.
Yeah.
This is going into a secure facility.
Mm.
So that can still happen, even with a P.O. box, if you have the wrong person who's handling the mail. 99.9% of the mail carriers are great people, but every once in a while we read a story.
Yeah, that guy's got a garage full of stuff he didn't deliver.
Yeah.